rats fighting. It is often said, a thriving nation is blessed with auspicious omens. A nation's doom is foreshadowed by the presence of evil people. Good and bad events can often be predicted. For instance, dark clouds signify the coming of wind and a heavy downpour of rain, and even ants will scurry out of their anthills. In 1974, when the great earthquake hit Tangshan, hundreds of thousands of people died. It is now January 1998, and just a few days ago, Beijing was struck by yet another earthquake. What is the death toll? Newspapers have reported that countless residences were destroyed and that many people are still buried under the ruins. More than 10,000 people are homeless. This is the coldest time of the year in China. People have initiated disaster relief. 2 to 3 days prior to an earthquake, rats scurry around in panic as they sense the impending disaster. Domestic disputes often break out for no apparent reason. These phenomena make people worry. According to the Sutra of the Benevolent Emperor, unfavorable conditions such as the dimming of the sun and the moon, unseasonal wind and rain, and natural disasters all stem from the human mind and are the result of our accumulated negative karma. 2 to 3 days prior to an earthquake, roosters will crow randomly, and dogs bark erratically. Normal dogs stand guard at night, and roosters crow at dawn. Decades ago, in my hometown, we did not have clocks. Therefore, we relied on roosters to crow at daybreak to wake us up. Erratic crowing and barking are signs of a looming disaster. Shadows and Dust. Memoirs of Venerable Master Tan Su mentions that in 1926, millions of rats were fighting on both the north and south sides of the railway in Handan County in the province of Hebei. Yellow rats were on the south side, and gray rats were on the north side. They fought day and night. This was indeed very strange and rare. After about a month, many gray rats were killed and they were defeated by the yellow rats. Not long after, the first civil war broke out. The Southern Revolutionary Army wore yellow uniforms. The Northern warlords wore gray uniforms. In the end, the South defeated the North, just as the Battle of Rats had foreshadowed. I was around 5 or 6 years old when the Civil War spread to my hometown. Who is to blame when a nation is infested with evil people? When a country has auspicious omens, what is there to be happy about? People reap what they sow. Bad fortunes and blessings are both derived from causes. People encounter hardship because they do not cultivate good causes and tolerance. We must cooperate with each other and avoid conflicts. A nation will deteriorate when it is filled with selfishness and disunity. On the contrary, a nation will defeat any invasion when united. The enemy within the family should be feared most. Modern society is racked with turbidity and evil. People are ignorant of the law of cause and effect and do not pay attention to ethics. Rather, they are driven by greed, anger, and ignorance. These are all omens of impending disasters.